The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs postgame show. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, a game of ebb and flow. You guys fall 2-0, but it, I mean 2-0, not obviously a bad score, but it felt like a really close game.
It did, and we never stopped fighting until the end. We knew when they put that second one away that we still had plenty of time, and credit to them, they didn't give up and they stayed positive.
PK looked pretty good tonight. He had the one goal was a power play goal, but that was kind of a crazy play where they had, you know, three girls crash in the net. Overall thoughts on the PK tonight?
Yeah, overall, I think we did a good job. We talk all the time about having the warrior mentality and stopping and starting, and I think they really brought that to today's game.
Thought Sarah had a pretty good night in goal. She had handled a lot of redirects, a lot of craziness around the net.
She did. She stayed poised back there, nice and calm, and exactly what you want to see from a goaltender when things get crazy.
You guys had the penalty 30 seconds into the game. You know, things could have gone south quickly, but you guys handled it. And even though it seemed like it was a tough night in terms of staying out of the box versus how many times Oswego was in the box, plus you guys, like you said, you kept fighting and really, you know, up until the final minutes there, you know, I thought I was really impressed with the final 2 minutes there, that final push.
Yeah, we had a couple chances there, quick turnovers and in trying to get to the net, but we just have to push through some of the, skate through some of the stuff that happens to us and worry about the things we can control.
Now, you had a lengthy conversation prior to, at the beginning of second intermission, and then continued it at the end of second intermission with the officials. Can you give us some insight into what that conversation was?
I just wanted some clarification on some of the tripping calls they were making, because I honestly thought that they were very questionable, and not sure I got quite the explanation I was looking for, but I guess that's how it goes, and like I said, it's tough when some of the things that you can't really control affect the game that much.
Well, there is good news. You guys still have one more chance to try and get in the win column, kind of wash the bitter taste out of the mouth of this one. Very kind of quick turnaround, though. What's going to be the message tonight?
I think realizing that we have nothing to save ourselves for. We have to just leave everything out on the ice, because it's, you know, it's our last game of the season. So we've got to come out and leave everything we have out there.